Kaz and UJ News.
Okay, before we begin the Friday song, I would like you to call in if you're on your way or at work right now. I'd like to take a little phone poll as to who the hell works on Good Friday.
Gotcha.
203-882-9757.
Charlie Faye is bringing you right through your party night that Friday night.
This is the first thing that started playing in my head this morning when the alarm went off.
Oh, really?
Friday. Friday.
That's right, it's Friday. Now we get done, let's run. Wanna have some fun, kick it off a weekend, yes it does.
Friday night.
Oh, Friday night, party night.
You're feeling all right.
This is where the fun is, baby.
That's Friday night.
Every day it's the way.
Every now when I say,
listen to Chaz and AJ. Everybody goes nuts, 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 nuts. It's the weekend. We're talking Friday.
Oh, he's going for the high notes.
What I said now.
Friday.
Good time's going. Keep on going. Good time's going. They keep on rolling. Beers are flowing.
All right, let's go to our news poll right now. Who is working on Good Friday? I don't know if this is the right
one. It's pretty solemn.
That's too solemn.
Well, that's how they feel right now. I got to go to work.
Okay, and now a Chaz and AJ special news report. Who's working Good Friday 2025?
Emma in Wallingford.
Unfortunately, I am.
Are you working from home?
Yes, I am.
Tough commute.
Okay.
It is all a right. Tough commute. But you know what? Today's my short day, so
your
I'm
short
out
day.
At 9.
That's funny.
What do you do?
I work for a major insurance company.
Oh. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
Ricky from Seven Seas, besides concocting conspiracies, what is your job?
Well, I got to work at the restaurant, and my wife has to work at Advanced Radiology.
Ah.
Oh, that's a real
important
job.
Work she's doing.
That's
and
a
you.
Real job.
And you.
Yeah. So, all right.
Seven Seas great.
Ricky, is there a conspiracy about this Blue Origin space flight?
Yeah, I kind of looked into it. It's a bunch of crap. It's one of those...
Did it happen, yes or no? Flight. Did they really go into space?
No, they did a parabolic flight.
Okay.
Look it up. It's called zero gravity.
Yep.
Okay.
I've had that certain
that
nights.
Door, when that door flopped open.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not a kid. That's not a. Thank you, Richard. That's not a space door.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that door felt flimsy.
That's a prop.
That's a prop door.
That's a prop.
That's a prop door.
That's a station wagon door.
That's
you
a
know?
Station wagon door.
Station wagon door is actually more solidified.
Mike and Derby, you're working today?
Good morning, guys. Hi. I'm working my sanitation engineer job, and my wife is working. She's a police officer.
Nice.
Oh, well, thank your wife for us, please. Yeah,
thank you both, actually.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, someone's got to clean up our crap.
Exactly. So thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
And before that, my wife was 87.
Thank you, Mike.
Special news report. Who's working on Good Friday 2025?
Just don't talk too long.
I can ask you questions, but when I'm done,
right.
We're gone.
Go. Don't add.
Joe in New Haven.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm on my way to work right now.
What do you do?
Bakery department at a grocery store.
Bakery.
That's important.
Yeah, bagels. Got good cupcakes and all kinds of good stuff. Donuts.
Yeah, what are you making? More bread today or cakes?
Well, it'll be muffins, pudding cakes. I don't know.
Any bunny cakes?
Bread? Yeah, it's a cake. It's a like a no frosting. It's just like a pound cake, but all different flavors.
Oh nice. Man, that's important work.
Yep.
Thank you for your service.
I like it.
How do you not eat
Have
your
a
work?
Good day, guys.
All right, Jeremy and Wookett.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You're
Morning.
Working today.
Yeah, I'm actually doing my job right now. I own a bread route, so I'm delivering to a bunch of different stores.
Oh, you're kind of delivering with the last guy. Nice. Joe just said he makes stuff.
Any Italian loaves?
I do got some, yeah.
Nice.
And they're nice and fresh. You just put butter on. That's all you do.
They're on the truck.
Yep. Oh. Damn it.
Wow.
Need some butter.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the wife's working at home.
Nice.
Oh, nice. If that truck
she works for Larry Janeski's basement system.
I love that guy, by the way.
Holding space me.
He's a good man.
Yeah, great guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great guy.
He's very good.
We went and saw his movie about a week ago at the
okay, thank you.
You see a loaf of bread hit the window later.
Gary on the road.
Boom.
Yeah, I manage a Bobcat store in Stratford.
To Bobcat!
I work every day.
To Bobcat!
To Bobcat!
Morning. I got to wash my van. What do you mean? The actual Bobcat?
Those are fun.
Yeah, we sell Bobcat heavy equipment.
Nice. Okay. So that's the skids.
Got to keep people working, you know?
People call it's like Band-Aid when you see a Bobcat.
Yeah.
It's really a skid steer because the way it steers is it locks up two tires on one side and
like,
it kind of
turns. Tank. Yeah.
Right. But that brand is so known for that particular piece of equipment that everyone calls it a Bobcat.
Right.
Yeah, they were the originators of the skid steer.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jenny and Danbury, you're working?
I am. I'm a teacher. My school's open.
Oh.
What?
On Good Friday? With the kids bed?
It's crazy.
Stop
it's
the
small,
process.
Small right. private school.
Well,
what kind of school?
County, but I'm on my way to the... small private school. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, okay. Small private school. All right. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Like Bushwood.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think that's better than being a teacher at a public school.
Yeah.
I agree. 100%. We were open when most schools were closed.
Yeah. Yep. But you know, the kids are crazy. The parents are crazy.
Right.
And the administrators don't cover the backs of the teachers.
No.
So you're in a good place.
Yes, you are.
I'll take children over adults any day.
Yes. Yes. AJ opposite. But that's
I'm not a teacher.
He was talking about what shoe do you use to take on a five-year-old with a fork.
Stabbing you with a fork.
So.
Five-year-olds are my jive right there.
Right. That's a great age.
How would you disarm one? What would you use?
All right.
Teacher shoe.
Thank you, Jenny.
All right, guys. Happy Easter.
You too.
Thanks so much.
Happy Good Friday.
Isaac in Montville, you're working today?
Yeah, I'm driving the truck. We work all the holidays, potentially. You know, we're dispatched 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You know, it doesn't matter. I worked on Christmas. I don't work on Christmas or Thanksgiving anymore, but I work all the other ones. I work my anniversary, my birthday.
You wanted to.
Those are not holidays, by the way.
those are Christmas days.
I mean, Christmas, I've worked Christmas. I got a ticket on Christmas Day one year in New Jersey.
Who gives a ticket on Christmas?
Yeah,
the Grinch. What'd you get a ticket?
New Jersey does.
New Jersey. That's a different animal,
car lanes in the truck, you know, and... I made a little mistake, and he was not forgiving.
No, nope. Mistake, did it involve anyone dying?
The car crumbled.
No. I was in the car lanes. You know, you got the car lanes, down there.
Not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
Yeah. On Christmas Day, if I'm out there, I'm going to let people go on
that
one.
Ho, ho, here you go.
Here's a Christmas card for you. Merry Christmas.
You get to visit the judge. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, stupid New Jersey ticket. All right, thank you.
Yeah, well, I just paid it, so I didn't fight it.
I hear you.
Anyway, thank you.
All right, Isaac, thank you.
A lot of coffee.
Boston John?
Yep, I'm working today. Okay. Pulling up to the job site now.
The windsock?
Yeah, he's going to the bar. Kelly in Newtown?
Hey, guys, I am on my way to a cabinet shop where I work.
Cabinet shop.
I didn't even know it was Good Friday until I was listening to you, and I'm like, dang, I am working on Good Friday.
Oops. Surprise!
What do you do at the cabinet shop?
build cabinets. Nice. I'm actually a cabinet maker.
Oh, nice. That's really super cool.
Fun. That's a dying art.
It's very cool. Yeah, it's a high-end cabinet shop. I've learned a lot. It's super fun. I've been doing it for years.
Smell the wood all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Chaz, I grew up with your cousins, the Cavazzellos. It's so funny. When I just started listening to you guys like a couple of years ago. Again, I used to listen back in the day, and you're talking to Anthony and Steven. I'm like, oh, I know them. I grew up with them.
A solid family, and everyone who knows them loves them.
Yeah, good
they're
people.
Great.
Oh, yeah, they're good the people. Best.
Anthony did lie to me, though, when I met him. You know, we were friends for a couple of weeks, and then I met his cousin, Jennifer, who I ended up marrying.
Yeah.
And the first thing I asked him is, does she have any kids, and is she crazy? And he said, she has no kids, and she's not crazy.
Right. So which one?
Well, he lied to me on one of those.
How many kids do you have?
She has no kids. All right. Well, thank you, Kelly.
All right. Happy Easter.
You too. Thank you.
You too. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. On Good Friday.
Are you
good on this? Good,
yes,
Friday.
Friday.
I'm feeling good today.
I was actually born on Good Friday.
Were you?
Oh.
Yes.
And to us, Mahaney was born. Yes.
March 12th.
Yes.
Early.
Yeah, it was March 27th.
Huh.
The year that I was born.
Look at you.
Yes.
Nice.
For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given.
Everybody now.
Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be, and his name shall be called a counselor. Wonderful.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I knew the song, too.
How do you know that
really
song?
Really amazing.
We did it in choral group in high school. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
And you still remember that?
Advanced, I do,
that's
yeah.
a pretty advanced choral group to be doing that.
Yeah, we were pretty kick-ass.
We were pretty kick-ass.
No, I'm not going to lie. Right, we were the kick-ass choral group. We did the competitions and everything.
We weren't your typical choral group. We were the kick-ass.
Yeah, no. We weren't the kick-ass team, Three Dog Night songs here. No, we were good.
For unto us a child is born.
Unto us,
and the love of men shall be upon his shoulders,
and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty King, the King of God.
God in heaven, that's good.
God, it's good.
Right now, somebody's like hungover, going, "Oh, shut up."
People will be playing that over their Easter dinner, I think.
That's right.
Exactly.
I want to be a ringtone, damn it. Ringtone.
Hey, oh, my goodness gracious.
Speaking of music, we had a listener, one of our tribe members, Brian, send us an idea for an AJ parody song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
My God. Can we do it now? Are you ready?
I just got to punch it up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Sing in place while you're looking.
Unto us a child is given, and the government.
I got it.
Yeah, let me get my words over here.
He's getting his words let me get pulled words up. Over, he's let me get pulling up over. His words
it's
now.
He's warmed up already.
Okay, got my words pulled up.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, give
him. Okay.
All right. Ready, AJ?
Yes.
Oh, I hate this song.
You're not going to hate this version. You're going to like this version.
Oh, wow. You know what? My voice not warmed up. My voice not warmed up for this. keep on. Okay.
All right. You know what?
My voice not warmed up for this.
It was a song instead of Lady. It's Haney.
It's Haney. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I didn't hear it.
Haney.
Yeah.
Haney.
On your TV, I'm with you.
We should send him the words.
Nice. And have him sing it.
Because he could hit the high notes.
Right.
I mean, it's weird he's singing about himself, but it's...
Right.
He could hit the high notes.
I can't hit it. I just didn't warm my voice up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done this song before with Brady.
Can we email the words to Scott?
Sure.
Or we'll do it in the other break?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes.
Yes. What are your plans for the weekend?
I am working.
You're working?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Because I'm a nice guy.
I can tell by that tone.
Do you get to see the Easter Bunny this weekend at work? Does the Easter Bunny come visit you?
I don't know who's showing up except for me. At a very early morning hour on Sunday. Now, the Lord will rise and so will I.
So what's the deal? Do the other weather people have kids or what's going on here?
No, Jill's taking some time off. You know, I work, everybody works Christmas and New Year's. I'm like, okay, you want Easter off? You got
all
it.
All right, that's good.
Gotcha.
It's a nice fair trade.
You got it. You got it. No questions asked.
Jill got it.
By the way, Ayesha's delivering her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now.
No.
Not at the moment.
No.
But the baby will arrive on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it will be induced labor, and so it will be 4/21. Ayesha picked May 12th. I picked May 11th. AJ picked May 8th. Phil, May 14th.
Damn it.
Ruth, May
6th. Everybody's early.
Scott.
I mean, the baby's early.
Haney, May 5th. The winner, and there's a whole list of tribe members who chimed in.
Uh-huh.
Diane from Beacon Falls won with the guess of April 30th, which is the closest.
Close to the pin, yeah.
Congratulations, Diane from Beacon Falls.
What do you win? A baby?
Or,
what do you win?
Get to watch the kid for a week.
Yes, you get to watch the kid while you go in for baseball cards.
Like I do, Dick, yeah. Right. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
Yeah. Giving it birth.
So, I don't know if I'm allowed to share this, but I do have some.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know if I'm allowed to share this, but
yeah,
I will. Cause
yes.
Dana, my boss, got promoted.
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
She's leaving?
Well, she's not staying, but she's...
That's leaving.
She's got promoted in a big way.
Oh, nice.
And hang on a second. Let me just see here.
Okay.
Dana!
Dana!
You're the new senior vice president.
Wow. We say moving up.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah, she started as an intern. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. So many years
what
ago.
What a great story.
Right? Is that great?
Intern, producer, news director, general manager, now senior vice president.
Success story.
I'm so happy for her, and I'm so sad for me.
Yeah. Yeah, now you get a new sheriff comes to your town, right?
Yeah.
A new sheriff will be coming to town, and I don't know what he's toting, but or she.
Do you know who it'll be?
I do not know who it's going to be.
So no runner-up?
No.
No.
Will it be from within?
Most probably could.
It should be Scott.
Or it's going to be me.
It's pretty cool.
No,
you
could you imagine me being the general manager
of
Channel 3?
Why not?
You know what? The good news is that Dana's directions will be don't screw it up.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
How it is. She's in charge of us. She's just at a higher level. She's in charge of now a whole group of television stations.
How many stations will she be
I
ever
don't know. Like, I don't know.
Wow.
Lots of them. Lots of them.
Lots.
How many different markets?
Oh, 100. Well, I don't know how many markets she's going to be in charge of, but Gray owns over 115 television stations.
Oh, wow.
I think the second or third largest television station holder in the country.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So, good. She's rising to the top.
The cream always
does. Yes. I can say I knew her when.
Yeah, the new sheriff in town.
Sheriff, sheriff.
Where's that Scott Haney?
Sheriff, sheriff.
I got this idea for Scott Haney. I want him to blow horns and the tambourine and ring a bell.
I want him to wear spurs.
He already does that, sir, on the weekend.
Hop along, Haney.
That's already being done.
Hop along, Haney.
Oh, my God, this is so long.
Beg pardon?
The song. Oh, he's looking at the song.
Oh.
That long.
This is long.
It's a very short.
Right. Well, you do, you know. You get,
it's
you know,
a short song.
You go as far as you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, give us a little
taste.
All
right, here we go.
All right, hold on. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
All right, Scott Haney is on the line.
Yes.
And Hello.
Brian Boyne, a tribe member, suggested AJ write a parody song about Scott Haney to the Styx song Lady.
Right.
Haney.
Exactly.
And so AJ did this last night.
I did.
I sent him the email last night. He wrote the song last night. Yeah. Sent it to me late last night. I said, perfect. Let's do it. Right. And then AJ's voice is like, nah, I don't think so
it's
today.
Not, it's not
like,
here today, yeah.
No, so we think yeah, Scott no, can no, hit no. it. So he's going to, no, Scott Haney's going to do the Scott Haney parody.
Wow.
About himself.
All right. Becky, I have to sing. I'm sorry.
Warm the newsroom.
Right. They used to by now.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Can you hear the music?
Yes, I can hear the music.
Okay. Right there.
On the TV.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Take two, take two.
Hold on, hold on. You got to go back. Can you go back?
Take two.
Yeah, because if you don't start at the right spot, it's yeah. not going to sync up.
It throws a whole
yeah,
thing off
somebody
here.
Cue me when to start.
Okay.
So. AJ will.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a long intro.
Here we go.
One,
two,
and three. Now,
go.
Hey, now. On the TV, I'm watching. How's the
now.
So I'll have to record this one.
Forecast for today that I'm seeking. Tell me when the sunshine will fade. You're my
I still like it. It's okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? The timing over the phone is very difficult.
It is.
Because
it
it's about a millisecond behind.
Yep. You can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very difficult.
Yeah. You were doing good, though. You were like, we were.
Yeah.
Yep.
AJ, do you want to try it?
All right, let's just try. I'm
sweating for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. From the top.
Go in the lower octave so you don't.
Yeah, start lower.
When I'm with you, I'm smiling.
Am I Barry
oh, my
White?
God. That was, he sounds like Barry White.
That's really good.
I think Michael McDonald's on the phone.
Holding, oh, 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 your love.
You don't even need the backing track.
You right. sound full. I'm just going to cut your belt open. too much Swiss roll.
Hey, Ned, from the moment we see you.
Ooh. Right in my brain, did.
Are we going to try it or no?
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Okay. Right, here from we go. The top, from the top.
All right, here we go.
Good yeah. luck. Good luck, AJ.
We're all counting on you.
Hey, Ned.
There we go.
On the TV, I'm watching.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How's the temperature out there? Forecast for today. I'm seeking. Tell me when the sunshine will fade. You're my lady. From the moment we see you standing.
Oh, 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 oh. Good eye note there.
Thank you. Have grown. Oh, in the morning. it's no surprise.
It's like a bad bro, you both.
See that Doppler working beside you. Warm front that we get when you're on. 'Cause you're hey there.
think we're good. Nice job.
I see like Kaney floating in the clouds to that song.
I got to record that.
Oh my God, I so am. I might have them do a commercial with this.
You're flying.
No, Scott,
right?
I think it's a thing. And I think when this, because Dana, your market manager has been promoted.
Yes.
When the new general manager comes in, you sit down and say, "Hey, I have an idea."
Yeah.
New intro idea. Song for Scott.
I'll
record this song for you.
Yeah. And you play this for the new GM.
I'll record the song for you. I get the voice when we do it.
And he'll be like, "Get out of my office, you fool."
He'll sing, "That was heinous."
Heinous.
Yeah, that was heinous.
Now you're leaving. Get out of my face.
Oh, my God. Hysterical.
What's wrong with you?
Believe it or not, no auto-tune on that.
I know.
I believe it.
It's remarkable.
Had a couple of alfalfa moments.
Oh,
in
that
there.
Might be funny.
Like that. Auto-tune.
Auto-tune.
Nice.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, my voice was getting more warmed up during it, but yeah, I still need a little more.
Yeah, you sounded good, AJ. Yeah. I got to be honest with you.
Need a little more. Need a little more.
Well, have a great Easter, Scott.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, man.
And
congratulations to Dana.
Yes.
Yes, I'll pass that along.
Please. Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. All right, Sunday is Easter, but also 420.
Yes.
So to celebrate.
Yep.
We're asking you to tell us what you do or did better, Stone. One toe over the line, sweet Jesus. 203-882-9757. Everybody on gets in the running. To see live Collective Soul, Our Lady Peace. We had the Mayor of Milford in here. We should have asked him.
Oh, yeah.
Just what he would want, that type of question,
exactly.
Right before election.
He's like, "I escaped just in time."
I can't believe Vince isn't here right now.
Right? Oh, right. Maybe we should get him on the phone.
Yeah,
he does everything better, Stone.
It's true.
I don't think he knows what he doesn't do better.
I was going to say, what just, he does. It's the opposite
right.
question.
Spidey sense is tingling right now. He's like,
must call. Can't find
Alex
phone.
In Brantford.
Hey, guys.
Yo. Hey.
Yo.
Yeah, so when I was younger, as a musician, it would help with the creative process of making music.
Yeah.
You know, but as I get older, I just turn into a social retard.
We don't use that social, word
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Right.
I know what you mean.
But I can't carry on a conversation to, you know, save my life.
I'm with you. I'm that person. That's why I don't smoke. I would. I don't want to drink. I don't like the calories.
Yeah.
The hangover. I would love to smoke weed, but I get paranoid.
Well. Yep.
I get dumb.
Oh.
I got stoned once in my life on the air after I left the amateur part of my career and started getting paid to do radio. I got stoned once. It was a Wednesday night. I was doing the night show somewhere around 1992, and we were doing the top 9 at 9, and Eddie Saab would come in, and we would co-host this hour of the top 9 albums sold in Connecticut that week.
Uh-huh.
And he's a bit of a stoner, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I took 2 hits. I got on the air. I opened the mic, and I just laughed for like 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And he was so paranoid. You know, like when you do something with your little brother, and like he's going to screw it all up.
Right.
He's looking at me like, this is a bad move.
Right. I broke you. Oh, my God.
This is a bad move. And yeah, then I knew, like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, before I go, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Stop into the Elm sometime again, will you?
The Elm.
Oh, man. You know, I was looking through photos this week because they're putting together some Chaz and AJ package or whatever.
Yeah.
And I saw the pictures of us at the Elm, and it was about a year ago.
Yeah.
I love that place.
Yeah, it was a great place.
I missed you guys there, but, you know, pay John a visit. We still got your trophy on the bar.
Nice.
So.
That is a great local bar. And if I lived in that area, I'd be in there all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
You live there.
Well, anyways, happy Easter, guys.
Hey, you
happy
too, brother.
Easter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Mattitude.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Your calls are usually long. We're going to ask you to try to stay focused.
Okay. No.
All right.
This has nothing to do with getting high. From the time I was 15 to 18, I was on LSD.
Oh.
Okay. Constantly. I gave
for 3 years.
Morrison a run. I gave Jim Morrison a run for his money.
The hell wow. A hell of a dose.
Yeah. And I was on Mickey Mouse one day, and I'm sitting in a classroom.
What do you mean you were on Mickey Mouse?
That's the kind of asshole.
Oh, is that the name of it?
It's the blotter, yeah.
I was like, wow, you were tripping so hard, you thought you were writing Mickey Mouse.
It makes sense. Happiest place on earth.
TV show?
No. But my girlfriend was right next to me, and she's like, what are you staring at? And I'm like, the chalkboard is dripping.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got to get you out of here right now. And I quit when I was 18. I had two bad trips. And
good idea. You quit.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what we're doing right now?
Yeah, you're talking about weed.
Yeah.
But we're asking people to call in what they do better stoned or what they did better stoned when they smoked. Your call doesn't fit into either one of those.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mickey,
no, that's okay.
Mickey ain't done yet.
Maybe the best thing you do is call radio stations when you're stoned.
Yeah, exactly, man. I'm fine. I'm totally sober now.
Cool. Wow.
Completely 12
if
years
now.
If
this is you sober, then I totally agree with you quitting. You don't need it.
No, I've been sober off alcohol for 12 years now.
Good for you, man.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great feeling every day.
Yeah. Cool. You save a lot of money, save a lot of calories, save a lot of brain cells.
A few lives out there,
Yeah, it's 3 days in my car, 4 days in a hotel. You know, everything happens for a reason. I pray to my God, and
all right, I'm getting you off the phone now.
Bye.
Take care.
All right, Mattitude. Yep. Thank you, man. Love you, too, and congratulations on your sobriety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John and Prospect.
Hey, what's up, Chaz and AJ? Hey,
it sounds like you're stoned now. Are you stoned right now?
Kind of.
Okay. That's okay.
Not full blown.
Yeah, kind of. On the way.
I need to smoke a lot more to fucking get out of
this. Right, okay, don't say the F.
Oh, sorry about the language.
That's
sorry,
okay.
Sorry,
yeah, that's all right. I got a dump button here. We dumped it.
Anyways, so, I'm used to being dumped on. But either way, the way it is, I've been smoking for about 42 years.
Big joint.
And I smoked, I did body work and paint my whole life.
Okay.
So it was fun to, and more interesting when you're getting involved with trying to get something perfect and, you know, especially with painting and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes you pay more attention to detail.
Body work is like art, by the way.
Fabrication, like, big time,
You're sculpturing, you're painting, finishing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. So, you know, you get into it more and you get a better job out of it, I think. But,
nice.
You know, drugs never did anybody any good, supposedly.
So how stoned are you now?
Not very.
Okay, so a couple hits?
No, I smoked about 2 hours ago.
Okay.
It's wearing off.
Yeah, it's coming down. Oh, okay. Coming down, yeah.
Not enough to satisfy. So.
And then are you on like when do you get stoned again?
Whenever I feel like it.
Gotcha. Oh,
okay.
Right.
All right. You don't have a schedule.
Freelance.
It's like you just kind of go with the feeling.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
When I want to,
Yeah.
Spark all day, up. Every day.
I hate.
You know, this world is a great place to be when you got loving family and, you know, thieves all around you.
It's a great place to be when you have loving family.
Now I smoke to get out of this world.
Gotcha.
Oh.
It is what it is. Thanks, guys. Have a great day, man.
All right.
Did you, man?
John, thank you, man.
Thanks, Aaron.
You're in the running.
Yep.
Yeah. That just made it sad.
I know. I was like, he should win.
I pictured different calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, more fun.
Johnny says he does, contractor work and, cement.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm great at cement when
really?
I smoke. Yeah.
Johnny in the truck.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Happy Easter. Happy 420, man.
Of course.
I know every now and again when I'm at work, and my back hurts really bad, I'll take a couple of rips and, I'll start doing my stuff. I feel like I get it done a lot faster. It looks a lot better and I can focus a lot better on it. So, not only is it like a great pain reliever, but it helps those guys with ADHD that are always just bouncing around doing 20 different things.
It's like what Ayesha was saying. It just brings you right into focus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And doing patios and stuff, it is, like, you know, it like, doing hardscapes alone is like an artwork. You know, so, like, when you're done doing everything like that, it looks 10 times better. Like, if I could send you guys some pictures of some of the stuff
yeah.
that I've done before.
No, but
after.
Do the customers think it looks better?
Wait, whose face print?
Oh, yeah.
Whose face print is this? Right.
He's got handprints in
yeah,
it.
Right.
His name's signed. Hey, that looks like a penis imprint.
Got McDowell's cup stuck in his pants. That's my soda wing. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dude, you're in the running.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody on gets
awesome.
In the running for tickets to see Live Collective Soul and Our Lady Peace. $4.20 on Sunday.
Yep. Think about that. All that Easter candy.
Cypress Hill.
We're asking people to call in the thing you do better, stoned.
Yeah.
Or stoned, like back in the day when you used to smoke.
Yes.
Everybody on gets in the running to see Live Collective Soul, Our Lady Peace, 203-882-9757, Brian and Nuckaduck. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Hey,
good
morning.
How you doing?
You know, I got to start off by saying that again. I heard the other gentleman, and that's what inclined me to call, is that I've been totally clean and sober for 26 years.
Okay.
I quit smoking pot when I was about 11 years old. That was my first experience.
When did you start?
Oh, geez. It was like 9, 10. I mean, this is back in the day. This is the 80s. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's
no, you make it sound like everyone was smoking weed at 8 back in the 80s.
Well, you know where I grew up, everybody was.
Okay.
Where'd you grow up?
In Seymour, Connecticut.
What?
Okay.
I don't think everyone was smoking at 8 in Seymour.
Weedmore, Connecticut.
yeah, right. But you know, so lately, you know, I've always struggled with sleep. I'm possibly like ADHD, although I'm not diagnosed. You know,
Hold on one second. I'm going to come back to you in a second.
Right.
You ever do a phone subject and realize it's not unfolding the way you thought?
Look good on paper.
Have you ever done that?
Yes. Right now.
Last night I was like, this is going to be fun.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And now it's a little sad and a little all over the place.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Back to Brian. Go ahead.
Hey, Brian.
Okay. So recently, I want to say the last year, somebody turned me on to edibles.
Okay.
And with the ADHD, I mean, it allows me to focus.
I have ADHD. So, it's true.
Know, yeah. So, yeah, I'm all for the edibles. And again, I was never anti-weed or anti-legalization. In fact, I thought it always should have been legalized.
Right.
I mean, hey,
well, if you're starting
can go to the
eight,
bar and have a drink, you know, what's the difference?
Yeah. I just picture an 8-year-old smoking a joint.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, were you smoking a joint or a bowl or what?
It's like a third grader.
So you have an older brother, right? You have an older brother?
Actually, we did both back then.
You have an older brother or an older sister?
Yeah, I had older brothers.
Okay,
and
that's where he started.
I ran in that crew. That's what it is.
That
was
it.
Younger.
But he cleans plate like that.
I was the younger end, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were the older, so they had 5-6 years on me.
If you were smoking weed at 8, does that mean you were smoking cigarettes at like 3?
you know what it is? I smoked cigarettes for 40 years, and I'm now looking at, I've quit. It's almost 2 years now.
Good for you, man.
Yay.
Not easy.
I didn't think I ever would. I hung on to the doctor's like, you want some patches? And I'm like, what? I don't want to quit.
Those are bitch delight.
Losing weight is tough, but quitting smoking.
And I was convinced that my car wouldn't start without a lit cigarette in my mouth.
Hmm. Okay.
Because every time you get in the car, you know, you spark up a cigarette. That was just the way that it worked.
Not easy.
Yeah, but put those cars.
All right. Well, thank you. I don't know if we
but
put
anyways,
you, did we put you
for
in
the opportunity.
You never really said what
day.
You do better when you're stoned.
Focuses on the edibles.
Well, what I do better is everything. Okay. I focus.
Build
everything.
Blocks. Building blocks, playing with toys.
Kind of a weak call.
The scrambled eggs for brains goes away. You know?
Nice. All right, but I'll put you in since you said you started smoking at 8.
Yes.
That's
all right.
Amazing.
That's cool. I just wanted to share. That's all.
Hey,
no big deal.
Well, thank you, man.
Thanks,
have
sir.
A great day. Huh?
You too, brother.
So.
Ed in East Haven.
Hey, how we all doing?
Hey.
I call radio stations better when I'm stoned.
Nice.
Well, we'll be the judge of that. Let's hear you. Are you stoned now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm awake.
That's why I called.
I honestly called because, like Gayle King got to be an astronaut, I wanted to be a radio DJ.
Oh, wow.
And this was the easiest path to be in a radio DJ, so now I'm a radio DJ, right?
Nice. Like, it's a cool station.
Wait, run that by me again. I heard Gayle King, radio DJ, and now I'm a radio DJ.
Gayle King got to go on an airplane and become an astronaut. That's so by rocket, me calling you, I'm now a radio DJ,
that's
right?
Exactly. True.
That's right. Exactly. Yep, yes. You are right now. Right, you're a radio broadcaster.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. WPLR made my dream come true.
See, look at that.
Can you do your best radio voice?
That's some good weed.
Yeah, why don't you do a break?
I don't have one. I don't have one.
All right, don't do a radio voice, but do a break. Do it from beginning to end. Do you know how a break is structured?
No, can I just take a bong rip?
You could.
That's a lot easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot easier for me.
No, but you start, you'd want to try to, forget it.
I didn't want to be on the radio, and here I am.
I think Chad's going to light up after this.
Oh, my God.
I was going to bring you through the complexities of starting.
I don't need to hit a switch to be a radio DJ.
You're right. Gayle King can get on a plane and be an astronaut. I know.
Yeah,
you're right.
If you're on an airplane, you're a pilot.
You are right. Real astronauts
that got to do it. There's a real DJ that I'm talking to that hits all the buttons. I'm just the DJ.
Right.
You're right.
He's the air personality.
Exactly.
Don't
right.
Hard.
Okay.
I'm going to go in history with Gayle King now. Thank you.
Okay. Lucas in Newtown.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Good so far.
Good. So, I'm a pizza guy, and I definitely do pizza a lot better when I'm stoned.
Nice.
I believe that.
Creations, man. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Definitely helps. Tastes better. It's, you know,
But you're supposed to make them, not eat them.
Right.
Well, a little bit of both. And okay. Also, heavy machinery.
You know, you're supposed to operate heavy machinery.
Well, you know, if you operate it better, it's kind of hard to, you know, not be all
How long have you been operating heavy machinery?
Look at these pizzas.
Like nine years.
Yeah. There comes a time where that machine becomes an extension of your hands and legs.
Yeah, like blinking.
It's a beautiful thing when you watch a machine operator who really is, they become one with the machine.
Right.
It's an art.
When you hand him a pizza, he drops it.
Yeah.
And weed just helps you get there.
I hear you.
All right, just don't tell the guys that are working shovels around your bucket.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised. All right.
Thank you, brother.
All right, take care, guys.
You do.
You want to do one more?
Sure, why not?
All right, Dolores and Morris.
Nice.
I love this name. And second, you are over 70.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a requirement?
No. But Dolores is not a name of a young person.
Not a common name, yeah.
Can you turn the radio down?
Oh, I can.
Okay. Cool. Like the name Ruth.
Yeah.
If you asked me to guess the age, I would say over 70.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, though, like to have like a retro name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, those names
it's
are
vintage.
Well, they're now
it
cool.
It was never a popular name. When I was a kid, there was no Dolores.
I had an aunt Dolores. She was one of my favorite aunts.
There was a Seinfeld episode.
I was going to say that too. The Seinfeld episode. Mm.
Who's in the background?
A friend of mine. Joanna.
Oh, you forgot her name. Are you stoned right now?
No, I have two radios on. So when I lowered one, I went, oh, the other one is on.
Oh.
No, the one was shut off.
This sounds like a stone call live.
That's awesome already. So
in action.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Tell Joanne to shut up.
Well, if you find a way, let me know.
Why'd you get stoned to shut up? You smoked this.
That's exactly my story.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she handed me the phone and she said, tell you a story. Which one do you want?
Things you do better when you're stoned, and you got like 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Things I do better when I'm stoned. Okay. I didn't like being stoned. I felt stupid, so I didn't do anything better. But to hide a nickel bag, because I was dating an older man who was like 33 years older than me when I was in high school, so I guess I did that better.
Whoa.
I hid it in my little Dodge Lancer behind the glove compartment, and he found it.
Wow.
And he flipped out. He said, don't you ever, because he was a doctor, don't you ever carry
he was a doctor.
Marijuana Jay, he was around a, me.
Pediatrician.
I like the I love all
he was
this.
Born a year before my father. He was born in 1917. My father was born in 1918, so I was really a
1918,
guess,
everyone talked like this back then. Don't you dare put drugs in my glove compartment.
And my woman,
you young messy.
You're going to end up in the hooscow.
Hey, people like Dolores end up in prison.
I'm going to lose my license.
Doing hard
what
time.
What are you doing to me?
When you said Dodge Lancer, I knew already it was an old call.
Yeah, right. Hey, Dolores, great name.
Yeah.
And Joanne's pretty cool, too.
Yes.
Thanks for the call.
Jazz and UJ News.
All right. You want to set that up? We got brand new pizza being unveiled from Pepe's Pizzeria.
Yep. It smells so good.
It does smell good.
Yep.
I'm in the other studio, and I can smell it from
really?
Here. Yeah.
Wow. Really? Wow. Kevin from Pepe's, he's the vice president of operations in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to see you guys.
Good
great
to see you, man. Yeah. You always bring smiles to everyone's faces because you're carrying boxes of Pepe's.
Right.
We got a Caprese's pizza here.
What is that? That's the new one?
Yeah, a little grape tomatoes marinated and roasted in the oven in the morning with pesto, fresh mozzarella, pecorino romano.
What the hell?
Wow.
And I brought the man behind it today, the guy that gets up every Friday that you guys need pizzas and fires up that.
This is the guy.
He looks tired.
This is a god.
He looks tired. Jeez, you bastards.
Chris Dioria.
Yeah.
17 years at Pepe's.
Hello.
Hey.
17.
So you were trained by Gary Bomonte?
I was.
Nice.
I was. I was lucky enough.
You trained by the best.
Absolutely.
They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Gary was a branch on the tree.
He was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Major branch.
He was a solid guy, man.
Yeah.
We miss him. I still think about him.
Very much.
I was going through pictures this week, and I saw some pictures of Gary, and it made me happy, and it made me sad at the same time.
Yeah.
We miss that dude.
Almost every single day I go through Facebook memories, I see a picture of him.
He is rock solid guy.
Like, yeah.
He worked all kinds of hours, right?
He did. He did. All nights. I mean, he was a rock. He was really the staple of what we all know of Pepe's.
His hands, when you shook his hands, first, my hand would disappear.
Huge
and
hands.
And second, like strong.
Yeah.
Except from like the dough, you know, kneading the dough and
pounding
stuff.
Pounding the pizzas out, yeah.
Pounding the pizzas.
Yep.
We called him Paws. I mean, he had Paws.
Good name.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was infectious. I mean, everything that he just talked about, and he just cared about it. I mean, he cared about you. He cared about everything about you, you know?
Yep. Exactly. And right now, Chaz is camping the pizza.
All right, we got to try this.
Live on air.
Right. He just grabbed a slice of Caprese.
Keep talking while I'm eating.
Okay. Yeah, so this brand new pizza, this is your creation?
Yeah, what was the inspiration?
Good job, AJ.
This is your creation?
No, it's someone else's creation.
We have an R&D committee that, you know, Ooh. We all kind of put our heads together and, you know, we all put our little touches onto it and, you know, make it what it is. So.
You're going to keep this on the menu? I hope you do.
Oh my God.
This one's selling better than any of the ones that we've featured before. We featured for the spring. It's
What's your number one
special.
Seller? Yeah. Cheese?
Definitely cheese.
Cheese is number one.
Without a doubt, Roni's right behind it. And then we have our...
Wait, what's Roni?
Pepperoni's the number two.
Pepperoni. You call it Roni.
I call it Roni.
Roni. Put a little Roni on my pizza.
Well, I guess no idea. Roni.
But this
okay, so number one cheese,
now.
Number two pepperoni.
Right.
What's number three?
It's probably sausage.
Yeah. Sausage, yeah.
Yeah.
Sausage.
Those are all good.
Get up, sausage.
I agree with the cheese. Like, if I'm going to try a pizza place, they better have a good cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Staple.
If you can't make a good cheese pizza.
Yeah, it's ground zero
then
right
everything
there.
Else is just, you're just hiding it.
Exactly. Right. The more
it's
toppings.
Not so good.
Right.
You nailed it. You got to get the foundation down.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we recommend when people try our pizza for the first time, try the cheese. Go from there. Then you build
this
it
This is bananas, by the way.
Yes.
It's so good.
It is
tomatoes
really great.
Are just like soft, it, good flavor.
It blends very well, yeah.
No, this is really, AJ, you're going to try some?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been.
Oh, you've been?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Describe what you're tasting.
Very creamy. Yeah, nice cream texture to it. You can definitely get the pesto is amazing. And the tomatoes are a nice little surprise. And yeah, you used to have tomato sauce. Hmm. Actually having actual tomato in there, it really helps. It brings it out. It's great.
I wouldn't do anything to this.
No.
I would never take it off the menu. This is really good.
We brought the meatball ricotta for you. Keep that in mind. That was one of the special pizzas that landed on the regular menu. And that's another, how the pizza makes it to the regular menu.
That's another winner. Do you guys like go back and forth? Like, how do we, you want to be modern, you know, like kind of like more up to date, but also you don't want to stray too far from like your original pizzas.
We're traditional.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any pineapples at Pepe's.
Okay, right. Great. Yeah.
You're not going to find cheeseburger
no
pizza.
No hot honey, yeah. No crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We have the family members. We call them kind of the gatekeepers, yeah. Right? So they come in and they're like, they're on the R&D committee and they're like, nope, this isn't us.
Right.
You know, what is us? Let's stay traditional. Let's stay who we are.
Yeah.
Let's not, you know, go to the trends. Let's create the trends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. That's important.
That's so cool. Just like being yourself is so much cooler than chasing after like what's hot right now.
Yeah.
Brian, have you tried one yet?
I have not.
Oh, my God. This guy over here, he's filling in for Phil. Phil will be back on Monday, but he's like a TikTok star. He's got like 350,000 followers.
Ooh.
You got to do, like, you got to have a Pepe's. You got to make a Pepe's song.
You got to make a Pepe's song, maybe, right? Yeah.
You know what? If you make a song about pizza.
I've grown up with Pepe's. I mean, throughout my whole life, you know, I grew up in Trumbull. I live in Stratford now. It's a staple. And it's amazing that the world has just kind of started to figure out, like, oh, this area has the best pizza, hands down.
Yep. Yeah, thanks to Dave Portnoy
on
that. Right.
He really brought a spotlight to it.
Okay.
We all knew. But then he brought it to the world. And, you know, we're like, yeah, okay, see? Well, we've been telling you.
What you said.
I love that for Pepe's and, you know, bringing everyone and showing everyone. But at the same time, I am a little bit kind of like, well, that's our thing. Like, you know, I want that, like, as our thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to share.
I don't want to share it.
Right.
The pizza's too good to share.
Like,
you know,
a protective mother.
I need one for myself.
Yeah.
Kevin, have you ever done the math on how many pizzas you think you made in 100 years?
Wow. That would be a crazy, crazy
That'd be a crazy number.
Yeah, that'd be a crazy
like
number.
Like if you just averaged out what you were doing
per day
in the 30s.
Right.
Then 40s, 50s, you know.
Right. The population boomed since then.
You should put someone on that. And then you know what? We should have a game. Like whoever comes closest.
Yeah.
You know?
We have a statistician, Russ, and I'm going to put him on that for you. Our statistician.
That'll be a fun game.
For you. Yeah.
Like, how many pizzas do you think?
Right.
The Pepe sold over 100 years. Then you start adding any other locations.
Uh huh.
How many you have now? 17?
17.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gary
used
to have a number of how many he made. I think it was like 1.6 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Just himself.
Yeah.
Wow.
That TV show that he was on, they did a feature on him. He mentioned something about that one. You know, when he was on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, pounding out the pizzas, he made 1.something million pizzas.
That's
in the
crazy.
4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder why his forearms were like Popeye.
Oh, yeah. No. Those hands.
I mean, that dude could pick up a car and throw it.
He could stomp out pizzas big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he banged out a pizza, it stayed banged.
Yeah, it didn't unbang itself.
No, it did not.
No.
Now it's like,
no.
I'm down. I'm it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. When we started expanding, Gary and Chris were the ones that went out, and they just kept teaching and training and finding good people. And that's how we got to 17 locations,
with
Gary taking Chris and sharing that knowledge and developing him. And now Chris goes and does it with all the restaurants now. We're going on a little tour after this. We're going to go hit some restaurants, make sure their mozzarella cheese is sliced at the right weight.
Is that right?
Their tomato sauce is the perfect thickness.
It's inspection day.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Now, do you put on a mustache and like a face, glasses, and nose? And
we actually put pizzas online under aliases all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
They
that's
tend
good,
to
though.
Sniff me out because I use like Boston legends. You know, Mike Vrabel is my latest one.
That's funny.
I got someone come, you know, called your boss coming in.
Oh, that's great. That keeps everyone sharp.
Yep.
Yeah, we're just inspecting pizzas, making sure, giving good feedback. Like,
how many employees do you have now?
Company-wide, 651.
Wow.
Ooh. Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We got a lot of responsibility. That's, you know, 651 people counting on this.
What an amazing thing
to,
you know,
feed their families. And they're all great people. We appreciate them very
much. You know,
with
AI now, you should try to get like a, it'd be impossible to get 651 people together.
Uh-huh.
But like maybe get all the, you know, different crews. And then you put it together, and then you have you superimpose like a picture of Frank Pepe in front,
right,
of all the 651.
That'd be a nice picture.
Yeah,
right.
It's amazing what he built. He didn't even really know at the time.
No, what was it? It was like Depression era, right? He was a bakery.
He was helping folks out in the area.
He was helping people out. How did he get? How did that all start?
He was in the spot, and he was a bread baker, and he decided to bring, you know, the crushed tomatoes and the Pecorino Romano. And the original tomato pie was born, and everybody just went crazy over it.
So he just pushed it, you know, just made, you know, flat bread.
Yep.
Put some crushed tomatoes on it and some pecorino. That was it. That was the first pizza.
Simplicity. Frank Pepe's is simplicity at its best.
That's what makes pizza such a miracle, is that it's really only three things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, bread, sauce, cheese.
Like they say, less.
And how
more.
Does it make such a magical experience when they're together?
Right.
Right.
You know? I don't know how, but I love it.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up.
But there's a million, there's three ingredients, but there's a million things that have to happen correctly for it to be magical.
Exactly right.
Like the oven.
It's not just that
like
easy.
That oven. How many pizzas do you think that's another math? Throwing a lot of math at you here today. But that's another one. That oven has been going for 100 years. Is that the original oven? The one in New Haven?
Yes, that's correct.
That's so cool.
It's over 100 years because when he started, he inherited that oven.
Oh, wow.
And it is actually a bread oven, and we've replicated it in all our locations. Anybody can make a pizza, but we like to pride ourselves in obsessing about every little integral detail, right down to the farina that's the air pocket between the brick in the oven and the dough. That's what gives it that perfect bottom.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And that's just one of the secrets.
I'm guessing the wood in the oven is a thing, too.
Coal.
Oh, coal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Coal. But you got to get that from a certain place.
But it's
place.
Certain coal, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Remember that? Yep.
We get the real stuff.
It's mine from Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Really?
They reclaim all the old coal mines, and actually they clean up the environment by doing it.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. That works.
This pizza's a winner. Holy crap.
Yep.
Wow. What is this again?
Caprese.
Caprese.
You have to say it like that?
Caprese.
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 That's crazy good.
Yeah,
right. It's really
nuts.
Good.
They don't say caprese.
No.
Be like, don't
you
hand
got
your Chevy.
This one right. This one's great.
Yeah.
It's
we
pizza
brought a
Friday.
Shrimp pie, too. You know, Good Friday. Seafood's usually on the menu. There's a shrimp pie in our arsenal.
Do you have vegan pizzas?
We made one for Ruth.
Yep.
Yeah, they
Ruth!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, especially made vegan Pepe's pizza, just for you.
And I already had a piece. It's delicious.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know their anchovy pizza is awesome, amazing. That was their first topping, too, was anchovies.
Right.
Yep. Born and raised on that stuff, so I love it.
That's something.
Yeah, I remember Gary used to bring me an anchovy pizza on my birthday every year.
That's right.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
That's right. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so
much.
For
coming in. Thank you so much for bringing pizza on a Friday.
Seriously, yeah.
It's a great Friday now.
Exactly.
It's not just good Friday.
It's great Friday.
It's great Friday.
Kevin, Chris, Pepe's Pizza, thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.
Always.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.